quite thrilling in a way to see the grace of the apostolic life. You know, they preaching the gospel and they get beaten for it. And so they're in jail singing. Can you imagine? And then forgive the fellow and bring him out and preach and baptize his whole family. And then be ready the next day to go preach. The gospel, in a way, is enigmatic. You see, it is better for you that I go, for if I do not go, the advocate will not come to you. Now, there's a mysterious Trinitarian rhythm there. You see, when Jesus stops a particular mode of presence among us, which he'll only pick up again at the end of the world, then the Spirit comes. Because you see, when he ascends, it's the final act of the transformation of his humanity. When his humanity is transformed, then our humanity can receive the Holy Spirit. And so he pours him out. And he describes in this text three functions. He will convict the world in regard to sin, righteousness, and condemnation. Justice might be better for that. But the word used means he will prove the world wrong. But to whom? Not directly to the world. Because if the world were to accept that it's wrong on these three things, it wouldn't be world. It would be kingdom. He proves the world wrong about these things to the disciples. And then their life, their preaching, their care, like Paul and Silas, taking care of the guy that put him in jail, you know, that will convict the world. And thus sin, they do not believe in me. That is sin. It's resisting the truth. And it becomes a cultural phenomenon. You know, it's one thing when Paul is preaching here, for instance. They never heard of our Lord, you know. Of course they don't believe. It's too strange in there. But now? Now? Everyone's heard of him. And they don't believe. And Europe set the pace. We're following closely behind. But I mean, just reject it. And I went through the other day the philosophers who led the Western mind astray. Don't have time to do it again. You see, the first thing the Spirit does is can show us the sin in not believing in Jesus. And that as the fountainhead of all the other sins that are plaguing us right now. You know, oppression, economic injustice, prisons. It's an open, though sometimes not conscious, rebellion against God. And so the Spirit shows us how wrong they are. So that we don't get shaken ourselves, for one thing. It would be hard to get shaken now when the fruit of these 800 or 900 years of rebellion has finally coming to full fruition. The Spirit will show us the problem is they don't believe in Jesus Christ. That's the root of all the problems. I've already mentioned to you several times some of these books that are out. One, when Joseph Ratzinger was the head of the CDF and a fellow up in Jürgen Habermas, one of the founders of the Frankfurt School, he himself, it was a sort of a practical school, I mean a philosophical school. And they had a dialogue, and it's published, and it's quite beautiful. And Habermas recognizes that without some sort of vision like Christianity, Europe is finished. And if Europe goes, the whole, you know, as it's gone, everything changes, and there's no place, there's no civilization anywhere that honors God. We used to have it out in the Midwest here with all the dear evangelicals. They were doing great. But even they were kind of gone. So the sin, the deepest sin, the source of all the other sins, is that they do not believe in me. And then the second one, righteousness or justice. You see, Jesus got treated unjustly. You see, I mean, poor guy, he preached, did his best. But, no. The righteousness of the Father raised him from the dead. And he is with the Father now. So the world is wrong about righteousness, about justice. Obeying the Father is pure righteousness. And then finally, about condemnation. Who is really going to be condemned? The ruler of this world has already been condemned. The ruler is Satan. Now, that is the Spirit's work, is to convict us about sin, about righteousness, and about judgment. And then our life convicts the world. It's the Christian who first gets this witness of the Spirit. But then if we live it out, our life, especially a communal life, convicts the world about what's really wrong. Where is the sin? Economic injustice. Need better psychotherapy. You know, we need all that. No. Turn your back on Jesus Christ, which the civilization and the world has done. That's the sin. How are we going to prove that to the world? The Holy Spirit proves it to us and then through us to the world. By being Christians. Real ones. Loving each other, preaching the gospel, caring for them, caring for the poor, forgiving them when they persecute us. Okay? And then, righteousness. That act in which Jesus was crucified was an act of great righteousness. Not on the part of those who killed him, but on the part of our Lord and of the Father. It is the way to restore the world to righteousness. And then, you see, about condemnation. Even now, with the church getting condemned right, left, and center, and we'll see what happens. No, the condemnation is the ruler of this world has already been condemned. Now it's up to us to prove it. By living a life of real faith, of real selflessness, of real care for the poor, really, and showing that the values that he puts forth are condemned because they lead to death. So the Spirit convicts the world after having convicted us, after having proven to us that the world is wrong about these things.